Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly podcast, where we talk all things Days Are Alive and sometimes General Hospital as well, and other stuff. Anyway, welcome to our chat, and we've got Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
And me tonight, Anna, filling in for the Diva. Carrie's not here tonight, and Rose is not as well. So anyway, so we'll try to remember things. We're both kind of going, well, I hope we remember what's going on this week.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. One of us will remember some. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at Diva of Duel, and you can also find us on Facebook. Diva of Duel has a fan page and a friend page, and then we're also on iTunes. All of our past episodes and interviews with actors are on there. So if you're working out on the treadmill and you're bored and you want to listen to something fun, go find one of your favorite actors that we've interviewed and listen to one of their interviews with us. It's fun to kind of relive those moments, or if you've never had a chance to listen to one, it's kind of fun to go back. We've got Jan and Jen and Jean in the chat room. I see other people in there as well, so welcome to them.
Oh, Jace. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got the J's, the J group in there. And let's start with Kate, because she was only on, I think, one day. I will have to give you the disclaimer that I didn't quite see quite all of the week, so I saw parts of most of it, but so I may be a little sketchy on some of the details. But anyway, Kate was on Monday. So it wasn't a real banner week for Kate fans, but she oddly enough, got some love advice from Gabby, which even she found odd in the moment. But she said something like, I'm not accustomed to getting emotional advice from 20-somethings or something like that. So anyway, but Gabby basically was like, does Rafe know how you feel? Because you were breaking up before he was injured, and so she kind of coaxed Kate into, you know, yeah, I guess I should probably tell him how I feel. But she never really got to because of, you know, I don't know. I guess she started sensing that he was preoccupied with Jordan, maybe, because he's preoccupied with Jordan for Lord knows what reason, because she's pretty much as dull as you can possibly be. But anyway, I guess she gets points from Ray for having a pulse and showing some sort of form of life or something. I don't know. Still can't figure that one out. Don't really want to. But, you know, when you have somebody as awesome as Kate, why would you even look at another woman? But anyway, that's a whole other subject. But basically, Kate, you know, she was telling Gabby that she didn't think he seemed to be not liking her hovering and everything. And, you know, I think Gabby was like, look, you know, I think you need to communicate with him, let him know. She goes, because even though he's the greatest guy on earth, of course, she's biased because it's his sister, but just, you know, he may be the greatest guy on earth, but he's still a guy, and he doesn't get some things because he's a guy. So anyway, so Kate was feeling sort of emboldened, and then kind of the air got sucked out of the balloon for her, because he seemed, like I said, preoccupied with Jordan, just, I don't know, trying to figure her out. For some reason, he finds her interesting, or is he curious that she's always holding back and that she's robotic and everything? I don't know. But whatever. So pretty much, you know, Kate had to go to a board meeting. So I think that was that it for Kate? I'm trying to think if there was anything else. Because she wasn't on the rest of the week, was she?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I do remember the with the Gabby and...
Yeah.
Not much else. I don't think she was on with anyone else. She didn't happen to run into Stefano or anything either, no.
Yeah. I just find it insulting that they have her basically hovering around the Rafe, and then it's like Rafe's not even seeming that appreciative. Although the next day, I will give Rafe a few points back, because when EJ slammed Kate by basically saying, well, you know, you go after my, you know, something about my father's rejects or something, Rafe was like, are you talking about Kate? And he's like, and it's not in so many words, and he's like, leave her out of this. So at least he stuck up for her there. I mean, we were talking before the show, it would have been nice if he had actually reminded EJ that he also had been with Kate, but that's another story. But anyway, so that was sort of nice that that Rafe sort of stuck up for her there. But that was about it on the Kate front. I know you have some stuff you want to talk about.
Yeah.
You want to take
there? Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like their conversation to EJ and Rafe. You know, EJ was saying, more or less telling him, you know, I wish Sammy would have just went ahead and, like, finished the job. You know, and, like, you know, he was the little banter he always gets with Rafe is always fun to watch. And EJ always, like, outshines every time, you know, or always gets, you know, the best punches in, I guess, or jabs in, I guess, over Rafe. But, so, yeah, they were good together. And, they were fun to watch this week, I think. They've been fun to watch lately, you know, but they were really fun to watch. And what everybody was wondering was, what's going to happen when Sammy finds out that, you know, all that EJ had to give up, and especially moving into the mansion. So it kind of starts with her walking in, and she walks in and she sees the picture. There's Stefano and not EJ and Sammy, and there's Stefano, and she, you know, in typical Sammy fashion, is, you know, blows up, and what are you doing here? Get out of our house, and that, and he's just sitting there, like, kind of laughing, and, you know, telling her, you know, this is his house now, and she said, wait till EJ comes home, wait till EJ, he's going to throw you out of here, and she's, you know, and so finally, he's telling her, you know, you better talk to EJ and know this is, you know, and then she kind of looks at him and she figures out, oh, you know, he's the one. Something happened and that's the deal that EJ made. And it's kind of cute. Stefano said, oh, by George, she's got it, you know. And about at that moment, EJ walks in and he walks in with that, like, little puppy dog look, sad look on his face. And so she proceeds to kind of be yelling at him and everything. And Stefano kind of walks out and leaves them alone. And so she asks him, you know, what happened. And she's a little upset at first. And then he tells her that he had to give everything up and he did it for her. And that's, you know, all that he could do. And she kind of after a while, she accepts that, and she said, okay, that's fine. You give up everything, EJ. And she says, we'll take the kids and we'll just leave. Come on. And he says, that's when he says, so she was okay with that. And he says, no, I can't. We can't. And she kept saying, well, yes, we can. We don't need to live here. We can leave. And he said, no, that was also part of the deal, that they all had to live in the house. Well, that's when that was enough for Sammy. She couldn't take it. No, there was no way she was living in that house. But, oh, here she goes. And even though she was grateful and she knew what he did, she just couldn't bring herself to have to live in that house and have her kids in that house and everything. So she was, like, ready to leave. And then she says, I kind of agree with Sammy here a little bit. She said, and he says, but I gave my, he kept telling her, I gave my word. I gave him my word. I gave him my word. And she said, well, you've given him his word before. And you've turned against him. And then he said, well, I gave my word as a Demira. Now, I don't know. Other times, has EJ ever given his word as a Demira to Stefano? I don't know.
I don't know, but he kissed that ring. That means
and he kissed the
right?
ring. That, yeah, I guess that means he stooped that low. Yeah. And he told, and when he told Sammy all that stuff that he did, she even apologized. Oh, I'm sorry, EJ, you know, all my fault. I'm sorry that I put you, that you had to do that, you know, and, mm-hmm. And she understood that. And, but when it came to the big thing with her was living in the house and giving his mm-hmm. word. And more or less, she says, well, you've, you know, promised Stefano things before and you got out from under his foot. Mm-hmm. But he said no. He gave his word, and because he gave his word as a Demira, you know, they had to do this. Well, she was mad. They were fighting, and she stormed out. Oh, and by the way, what also we're talking clothes. She looked that uh-huh. dress she had on was uh-huh. she looked. I really love that dress. Did you like that uh-huh. the dress?
Yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, it was cute.
She looked yeah. really nice. I mean, in the last 2 days, Allison Sweeney or Sammy, whatever, and then she had that other pink dress on, and her hair was just really nice.
We do realize they brought back Richard Bleuer, who used to be their fashion designer, and he's back on. He started appearing.
Oh, okay.
I think Monday. Same mm-hmm. day, Nikki Sklecki, I don't know. Anyway, Lauren Coslow's husband started as makeup
oh, okay.
director.
He
so
does
he's in
makeup.
The credits now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the makeup director.
Okay, there's just something different about
Monday,
her.
And I think Richard Bleuer started Monday as well, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you notice in the credits, if you go to the, he's at the top of the,
okay.
the screen of the page where they have the wardrobe information. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, so I think we may be seeing some really nice positive changes.
Cool.
They said, Nikki had said they were working on the men a lot to kind of improve their look and everything, and
yeah. Well, if they can improve
so, yeah.
on EJ, my God, woo! I don't know. You know, can you improve on
so,
EJ? I don't know.
Anyway, so I think the show's made some real positive
yeah.
changes this week with that we're starting to see with, you know, some of this.
But it just struck
so,
me
but,
when she it was just when she walked
I
in
mean,
the door
that
with
I,
that dress.
Not that I thought, yeah, exactly, yeah. I
yeah,
think,
it was
know,
really
so,
nice and all. Now some of the other ones, I don't know, they might need improvement.
Yeah.
We can talk
yeah.
about that later. So
yeah.
she storms out of the house. So they fight because she says, oh, she's leaving, you know. He thinks, oh, this is it, you know. So then she goes, and in the meantime, Chad comes over, and they have their, and you know, their little talk, which is, those were always good talks between Chad and EJ, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then Sammy goes, and she's at the pub. And, of course, she has a talk with her grandma, and her
mm-hmm.
and Caroline was there, and more or less, Caroline was on EJ's side, you know, kind of reminding Sammy, you know, what he did for her and how hard it was for him to do that. And, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, where they live or whatever. She's together with her kids and all that. So Sammy kind of realized that. And here she's walking back, and here they meet each other in the park. And they sit down, and she more or less apologizes to him again, saying she was wrong and she's ready. She's not. She's more or less told him that she's not going to let him live in that house by himself, that she's going to come and live there with him. How did they describe it? If you're going to, about living in hell, if you're going to go mm-hmm. through hell, I'm going to go live there or go through it with you.
Oh.
Yeah. And what else did she say? So then there was some other line. I'm trying to think. Oh, then Sammy said, because, you know, EJ gave his word that they have to, you know, live there, but she says, or he promised, and she said to him, well, you didn't promise that I'd have to like it and that mm-hmm. I didn't have to behave. You didn't promise Stefano that I wouldn't behave and that I wouldn't, you know, give him lip or whatever, you know what I mean? So he kind of was like, he kind of got this grin on his face, like, oh, okay, you know, Sammy's going to, you know, stand. She's not going to take it sitting down, you know, too. So they go back to the mansion, and Stefano's there, and she's going in, and she's telling him, we're not going to do this. You know, the kids, we're not going to eat dinner. We're going to have every time you say or whatever, because the kids have their own life. And
mm-hmm.
So he's.
I think he wanted dinner.
Oh,
at a
and she said
time,
none of.
Didn't he? Like at 8
right.
o'clock or something.
8 o'clock. Oh, the kids aren't going to be eating dinner at 8:30 at night, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And then he said, "Oh," and she says, "And I'm not going to be listening to that stupid music of yours." And he says, "Well, you can wear earplugs." Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be playing my music and you can wear earplugs. So you kind of saw a little bit of compromising between them. It was like, I'm not going to do this, but, you know, and he kind of gave her a solution. Well, you know, if you don't like my music, you can wear earplugs.
Well, they were talking in the chat room about the music, the awesome music. And by the way, in case familiar, it's because it's the Rise of the Valkyries by Wagner, which happens to be
our
introduction music to our show.
It's so nice to hear that again, you know, because that was back in the day, old Demera. That's kind of how we got our idea to play that.
It was pretty
music,
loud,
you know, because
we
were Demera.
It was kind of funny, though, because he was blasting it, and I thought that's like a teenager blasting his or her music, you know, to annoy somebody.
And then that's when EJ and Sammy walked in, and they're, what the heck? You know, they're like, they're trying to talk, and then finally, I think, did EJ go and turn it down or turn it off? Oh, that's when she's like, we're not going to listen to this stupid music. So, yeah, it was nice to hear that, and they played it for a while, kind of like as long as we, about as long as we play it for our show. So
that's
that was kind of neat, yeah. So that was kind of exciting to see. So, so I guess EJ and Sammy are, and it was, they were just real cute together, you know, fighting and then making up and kind of making this deal together that they're going to stay in the house and try to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Make it work.
But yes, maybe not put up so much with Stefano. And I still say EJ has something in mind that he's going to try to get out of this, and so
we know that
they had.
But
they, Allison Sweeney and James Scott are just, I mean, the chemistry is just there. I mean, and they're using it really well, I think, in the last, not just this week, last couple of weeks. I mean, the whole way through the trial, you know, they've been using it, doing it really well and writing really well for them, I think.
Oh, what did you think of Will coming in with his smug self, trying to tell Sammy, being all judgmental, and talk about that? Her response?
Oh,
was.
Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you back at Stefano?
Yeah, he was coming in and he was like giving her crap about it.
Yeah, and she went. It seemed like once she explained it to him, then he was fine with it.
He calmed down.
And he even told EJ. Yeah, he calmed down and said, you know. And then, did you see I always say E. William. Did you see the hug and the embrace? You know, back in the day, how we always said how, you know, kind of what nice couple they would make or whatever, but how the chemistry between Will and EJ was always there. And it was nice to see them, like, together again, you know. So that was nice. Yeah.
Well, in the beginning of the week, speaking of Will, Will and Sonny had that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of made up, you know, then they calmed down. Once Sonny told him, look, I was trying to keep Gabby in the house with the baby because she basically threatened him that she was going to leave, then Will calmed down. So he seems to be
right,
because
he said, oh, why didn't you tell me? Like, you're lying to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes people lie for a reason. And most of the time it's like sometimes it's for protection, even though the other person thinks, oh, you should always tell me everything.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah,
sometimes
it was
not
kind
always
of funny because later on, Gabby was like, she told Sunny, she goes, you guys are always on the same page. I don't even know what that feels like. You know, like, she's never felt that she's actually kind of can be on the same page. But then when she found out that Sunny had kind of encouraged Cameron to ask her out and told him that she was a sweet girl and that, you know, he wanted a nice boy, a nice guy for her. She was like, oh, that's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me. And she's like, I really got to reevaluate and figure out our relationship. Like, it's so confusing. Like, they hate each other.
Yeah, because Will and Gabby hated each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Will could not stand her. Sonny could not stand her. And they've come, like, full circle now that it's almost like if you're watching them, if you didn't know Will was gay, they could be a couple. I mean, I'm sorry, Sunny was gay. They would make a good couple.
So I guess Cameron's going to take Gabby to this deal. And then,
I kind of like to see more chemistry between those two.
I think there's more chemistry between those two than there was with Abigail and him.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, and of course it's going to be interesting because Nick's not going to take kindly to her dumping him. You know,
no, Nick is a stalker,
and he's a little bit of obsessive,
yeah.
Let's just say.
The craziness isn't
like,
out of Nick. He hasn't
Nick
changed.
Nick's still liking this. Yeah, Nick is not going to be happy. He realizes that she's... Because Gabby basically, once they got done being pissed off at each other and everything, she basically admitted that she had thought through it and realized that she was just really lonely, and Nick, you know, showed her some attention,
mm-hmm.
and she just responded to it. But that she really probably isn't going to be wanting to, she's got to figure out a way to break that off. So then they
mm-hmm.
were all like, hugged it out, and they were good. But, yeah, so anyway, that's
yeah.
how that's going.
And then to Chad and Abby, you know, whether it's going to, of course, you know it's going to come out, and I liked how EJ and, you know, Chad had a talk with him, you know, because he's worried about that, and EJ made a phone call. It's taken care of, meaning like the records, the medical records look official that he was sick. Did you see that part?
No, I didn't.
Yes. Yes. He was talking and he kept saying to EJ, I'm just scared she's going to find out. And he made one phone call and Chad said, oh my God, how did you do that? And EJ says, you don't want to know. Like, how did you take care of it that quick? You know, you don't want to know. And he said because the way he got Chad there was kind of, he did a demur on him, threatened to tell Abigail.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was just as, even to his own brother to get him to move in. So it was like, and he more or less told Stefano, you know. So, but Stefano was happy to see him. You know, those scenes were good, so. And then he gave Abby Jack's book. An advanced copy.
Oh, that
of
was
Jack's
so sweet.
Book. Yeah. But then Abby ended up giving it to JJ. Oh, and all that thing about the whole Kayla, Jack,
rape
and Kayla thing is going to be coming. Yeah, they're bringing that back up. I don't know how much. Wonder what the Jack fans think about that. For dragging
that
up.
Don't you just love how they're throwing Jack under the bus again? Ugh.
Yes, they are. Here we go again, bringing that whole rape thing up and making Jack look like the best. Even though they're not making, more or less Kayla was, because I guess what she was trying to do, she was defending Daniel. Because JJ was still trashing Daniel, saying it's all Daniel's fault and blah, blah, blah. And she says, well, you know, your dad wasn't a saint. And she says, and I should know that better than anyone. And so JJ's like, what? And of course, Kayla, like, shut up then. And he knew something.
Uh-huh.
She won't tell him. And he's trying to find out. And I guess it's probably going to eventually come out. But I'm like, you know, why are they dredging that all up again? But.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, for the show, the plot point, I guess, that maybe it's going to change to help
JJ
to see.
I mean, as a Jack fan, I don't like it, but on the other hand, it actually is making the JJ angle a little more interesting because I can hardly wait till JJ has to kind of eat it a little bit because I'm so sick of him. So it'll be kind of interesting for him to have to eat a little crow, you know?
Right, and I
but
think...
But at the same time, I hate it. Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, I hate it that they're ruining... I mean, they're dredging, like you said, dredging that back up and trying to make it all... You know, it's like... I mean, at least his new book came out, and it's, you know, really...
I hope they handle it that, like, everyone's saying that, you know, there was a mistake that Jack...
and the things he went through and all of that...
Well, right, that they're going to still put Jack in a good light. And if Kayla has, and then Kayla, they had a good scene with Jennifer. Like, she was really upset. She says, I don't know, it's just I thought I was over it, but it just all came out when he said that, you know, kept saying about how great Jack was. And she probably kept thinking to herself, well, no, he's not what he did to me, you know. So...
Mm-hmm.
And then... And J.J. Smart has to give the kid credit. He figured, he's going to go over to Adrian and see what he can find out from Adrian. Good old Adrian. She always gets herself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But he went over to see Adrian pretending like he already knows what it is, trying to allude to the fact to her that, Aunt Kayla was, you know, hoping that then she's going to just say what he wants to know. Like, isn't that a terrible thing? The dad did to Aunt Kayla, this terrible thing with her and Aunt Kayla, and then she drops her cup like, I think she's thinking that JJ knows. So I think somehow Adrian's going to, you know, tell him what he's going to find out from her what happened. So, but I think it could make it interesting.
She always is the one that ends up spilling the beans.
Yes, yes.
Somehow or other, she's the one that ends up being, yeah.
And we had some good Adrian and Justin scenes. They're getting back, they're kind of back together, and they're telling each other how they missed each other. And I enjoyed their scenes together.
So I saw them on, but I didn't get to actually watch the scenes a lot. So they were kind of making up a little bit?
Yeah, more making up, or like he missed her, and yeah.
Aww.
They had some good scenes, and yeah. So,
well, then Marge went like, BSC all over Rafe and everything. She went that, you know,
oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Well, she saw Justin and Adrian, too, and was, you know, going crazy on them.
She's making around.
And then she's looking at a picture of Sammy.
I'm guessing she's going to be one of the suspects in whoever gets bumped off soon.
And then I wonder who it's going to be. And then Sammy said something alluding to Stefano. She can't stand the man or wants to kill or something. She said something about not being able to stand Stefano or something. And it sounds like Marge was kind of like, Sammy Brady, you're not going to get away with this. Kind of like threatening Sammy. So I don't know. I don't know who they're setting up.
Yeah, and back when Sammy was first threatening Stefano, if he didn't leave, and she was threatened to shoot him, I was like, maybe that's not the best strategy, given the fact that you almost went to jail for life for that again. You know, maybe I wouldn't be going around threatening people that you're going to kill them right now, because you're just fresh out of jail, you know. But,
I think Sammy said something about a gun or something.
Some major stuff that's coming up soon. You know, the next couple months, I think, should be pretty interesting. But, I don't know. And then, so JJ's still being an idiot. And then Teresa got fired. We don't really care about Teresa. But
why did they, and of course, Anne somehow managed to get her back on the staff under, and now she's under HR instead of with Jen. I guess Jen's what, publicity or whatever. I don't know what she is. But.
Something. Somebody who can't be trusted and tried to use funds for her own personal use.
They have her insecure.
For her own personal use. We're going to put her in HR where all the sensitive information is. Way to go, Anne. I mean,
I do
find it mildly entertaining because I like Anne. I like that she goes after Jen. But Teresa could grow on me from that angle, but otherwise I really don't find the character. You know,
I can't stand. I just like to smack her.
You know?
I don't like Teresa. Teresa or AJ, they're just so snotty,
but,
I guess is the word. she's trying to get Jen jealous, like that she's like making moves on Dr. Dan.
Try to make her think that she slept with Daniel or something. I don't know.
I
mean, not that it would be above Daniel to do that, since he used to go after, you know, girls.
It's probably not surprising to Jen, but,
But, let's see. And then Kristen, Kristen was trying she figured out. I gotta say, one of the laugh out loud moments for me this week was the girl that she had do the splicing and dicing on her video. Kristen's now realized that Brady really does love her, really does forgive her for everything.
Right.
And so now she wants to get rid of that video, and she can't get rid of it fast enough. So she meets the girl that she hired to splice it together for her. And
the same
one. This is kind of a nerdy, sarcastic character, which I think we should have her come on for all of our audio-visual technical needs.
She's so serious and just a snarky,
I know.
Really,
and then, she said, Kristen says, I want you to get rid of this and so it never sees the light of day, she hands it to her and she goes, that's not my jump drive. You know, that's a flash drive. That's not the one I use. She's like, no, what did you just say? No. And she goes, and so she acts like she slows it down and does little hand signals like, that's not the jump drive that I use.
Yes.
You know, like trying to treat her like she was really stupid. It was kind of funny, I thought. But anyways, that was a pretty comical moment, I thought. But
she realizes Marlena has it now.
Right.
You know?
And she's, of course, rummaging around in Marlena's office, which, of course, anybody can do. They can just walk into a psychiatrist's office and, like, look through their stuff.
She was sitting there waiting for Marlena to come back. Yeah.
Yeah. So she acted like it was, creepy. Oh, I want to throw a joint engagement party for, you know, for us. And, you know, and Marlena's like, okay, I got to go. So she leaves Kristen, naturally leaves Kristen in the room, you know. And so
with her purse laying there.
And through her stuff. And I didn't see the end result of that. What ended up happening from that?
Well, Marlena left the purse laying there, and, of course, that little flash drive kind of like was sitting right out of her purse.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Kristen does spot it.
Oh.
She spotted it, and she went over to pick it up. And as soon as she went around to go get it, Marlena comes in the door, and she stopped, you know.
So
and then Marlena, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly, I don't know if somebody in the chat room, I think Marlena picked it back up. I don't think Kristen has it.
Okay.
See, now I can't remember, you know, because sometimes I'm watching them back
callers.
And forth.
We'll have them come on, and maybe they can fill it in, too.
But I'm thinking she...
Yeah.
And then other good part was Nicole and Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole and Eric. And, yeah, Nicole was, you know, she had some good stuff. I know she's talking to the priest, and she never did. Oh, she told Father Eric that she'd be leaving because she's taking that reporter job.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't kind of really want her to go, and she's trying to, you know, tell him why, you know, she can't go. So they had some good scenes together. So,
Okay. Well, let's bring on a caller here and see
what
they want to say here. Hello, you're on the air. Erica 315.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. Hey.
Yeah. Hi.
So what were you thinking about this week?
Oh, this is one hell of a week, good and bad. There are certain things I loved. Other things I'm kind of going, scratch my head going, dear God, can they have some resolution already? I just don't understand. The thing I thought was one of the things that was stupid, I don't know if you guys remember this, when Marlena went to go see Victor, and she's like literally flashing that flash knife right in his face. And I'm kind of going, for God's sake, Marlena, would you look at it already?
Exactly. I'm surprised Victor didn't say, hey, wait a minute.
Well, she doesn't think it's a flash drive. She just thinks it's like a recorder for a phone, right?
I know, but you think Victor would have noticed, you know, because he was on about how wonderful this thing was.
It was such special technology.
Yeah, I just
thought
he grabbed it and said,
hey, wait a minute.
Neither one at their age are going to know what the difference
is. No, true.
Yeah.
They'd probably
stick
it in there without taking the cap off. Are there any spoilers out as to when that aspect of the story is finally going to be revealed? This video that's been out there for 5, 6, 7 months now?
Did Marlena get it back? Marlena got it back, right?
She still has it.
Okay. All right.
I've heard like the next 2 weeks a lot more developments gonna be happening with that story. So I know it's about time. I have to admit I have like the Victor Marlena stuff, especially when she's saying, "Well, I have to give more time to my kids." She goes, "You know, Sammy's out of jail, and Eric's a priest. What's the worst thing that can happen to him?" I just love Victor.
He's like, somebody else needs to do this. I'm not good at it. I can't get in her bag again. And he's like, we're going to keep this in the family. And I thought that was kind of cute, consider Marlena, you know, part of the family kind of thing. I thought that was cute.
Marlena and Victor get together.
Yeah, I've enjoyed those. I have enjoyed those scenes.
Does anyone think that Cole's going to get her hands on that?
Ooh,
I'd love to see Nicole get her hands on it.
You know what's going to happen. You know what I bet happens? I bet somehow that ends up on a live feed while she's doing her, going back to Titan as a reporter. What do you want to make a bet that ends up on the evening news? I'm just guessing. That just occurred to me just now. But I'm just guessing.
Yeah, she'll find it and put it on. Yeah.
Suddenly going back into the media. And, you know, her being so angry.
But then that would hurt Eric, though. That's the only thing. She wouldn't do
it.
Well, that's true.
I don't think she would do that.
I mean, but it could be an accident. Like somebody, it's not intentional. Like that it actually ends up on her feed instead of, like, what she meant to put on or something. I don't know.
Right.
I could be wrong. I haven't heard that as a spoiler. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, just because, you know, that just
right.
occurred to me. I don't know.
Poor Eric.
Yeah, he did. And Nicole still hasn't told him her true feelings. She still hasn't told him. She's
oh,
come
I know.
Close.
She made up some stuff about, you know, being about Brady and everything. Like, oh, really?
What
yeah.
I can't wait for, I cannot wait for, is when Brady finds out what really happened and he's going to go, holy crap,
oh.
I was going to marry this crazy bitch.
I have to
that
say, if they let the Coolitons write those episodes, that is going to be one heck of a payoff. You know,
exactly.
that is going to be one heck of
mm-hmm.
a story payoff.
Because you have to think about it, that once Brady puts it together, realizes that's the night he also got really, really sick, and he realizes the whole thing, he's going to realize, you know, he had no right to consent to anything. You know, he's going to put it together.
I'm just afraid.
You know?
I'm afraid that Nicole's going to initially be blamed for it somehow. And
of
I don't
course
want
she
that
will.
To happen. Cause, you know, I don't
somehow it seems like they're kind of foreshadowing her up to that because Eric keeps saying to her, why don't you remember?
Yeah.
Why don't you
right.
tell me what happened? He keeps saying,
right.
and he
keeps
saying, Father Matt, she won't talk about it. Like, she's avoiding it.
Yeah.
Like, and he's
exactly.
going to think,
Eric's
I think, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to think that they went, that she somehow forced him to sleep with her, with him.
Yeah,
I think
right.
that's
yes.
what he's
going to
think.
She's
that
the one
somehow,
that told him.
It's not going to be until the video is exposed and the fate, her face is that Kristen's face is actually shown.
Right.
That they'll actually realize. So they're actually
because
could
in his
be
dreams
good.
He hasn't seen the face of the he you know he hasn't seen
right.
who it is. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the scene that I love this week? Oh, my God, when EJ visited Rafe in the hospital. Oh,
yeah.
my God. I'm sorry, did I wake you?
Well, he was eating.
We never know the difference when you're awake or
like,
asleep.
I love that. That was so funny. He's sitting there nibbling on his food. I don't know if it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing, just, oh, God, this is when I really wanted to punch Rafe because it's like when he basically said, well, you must really be threatened by my connection to Sammy. I'm like, yeah, Rafe, it's always about you. And EJ smiling at him like he's an idiot. I was just hysterical.
Oh.
See that smile that EJ has
yeah.
when he thinks someone's
oh,
being so stupid?
Oh, smile that EJ has. I know.
I loved it that EJ
yes, that was...
said, told him what, you know, because he's like, well, you know, Sammy saved
he told
me from having my throat slitted and slit.
Oh,
and
not your throat.
EJ's like, oh, you think that's what
your
it
throat?
Was that he was going to do?
Yeah.
He was going to put manhood in a box, so to speak.
Yes,
oh,
you put your manhood
hysterical.
In the box. Yeah, yeah. Is that
oh
what
my
did?
God.
Yes.
I was glad someone finally told Rafe what the cop was really there to do. It was about time. Kate should have told him by now.
I know. He should have, you know what, he should have had a reflex, like he should have grabbed for his crotch when he said that.
He probably can't reach
like
that, that
sort
level.
Of reaction. Yeah. And that Marge needs, somebody needs to put Marge in a box, a wooden one. Ugh.
Oh, she's in her poor Chad.
You know,
huh?
Your husband, just, you know, face it. Your husband was cheating on you, and he was a crooked cop, you know.
You know she's
going
to, you guys do know that she's going to hurt Chad, right?
No, I didn't know that.
She's up to something. I know she's going to hurt something. No, I knew
no,
she's going after somebody. I thought Sammy.
Okay.
Spoilers. What? Wait, what?
Do you want me to say anything, or do you rather me not say anything?
I'm
not. Is it out there?
Okay. Yes, yeah, it's out everywhere, actually.
Oh.
Well, the engagement party is going to be at Sunny's club, Sunny and Chad's club. And a bunch of people are going to be there, obviously. And Marge comes toting a gun, and she's going to shoot Chad.
Why Chad?
Because it's a Demare, and it's a big Demare conspiracy.
Oh, just any Demare will do.
Joe. And then she's going to aim the gun at EJ, apparently. I don't know what's going to happen after that. But I think myself, you know, she's so stupid because Stefano's going to have her dealt with. Come on.
So are they going to kill off Chad then that way instead of the brain tumor?
I'm wondering. Because you know a day in Salem can last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
And we know he's not leaving.
Because I was wondering
last...
how they're going to get rid of how he's going to leave now.
Yeah, I would, you know, so
Marge is going to shoot Chad at the party.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Poor Sam and EJ could never have a nice moment.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is their engagement party?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. I know the engagement party. Okay.
Oh, guess who else is going to be at the party?
too.
Guess who else is going to be at the party? Rafe is going to be there.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. I
did
hear that.
Invited.
I did hear that, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure EJ's going to be thrilled.
Yeah, like, what the heck? Who asked him to come?
Oh,
weird.
I guess he's going on an outing. I think Kate's supposed to be with him or something.
Yeah.
And they,
yeah.
They show up at the party.
And the physical
therapist,
too. Gag me. Ugh.
Oh,
she is a favorite therapist.
Awful story. I hate what they're doing with Kate. I wish, at this point, if they're not going to have Kate and Ray together, they need to just extricate her from the story because those two sucked the life out of her. Ugh, it's awful. I don't know.
I kind of want Rafe to be alone at this point. I think he's so miserable because he sucks at the life of every woman in his vicinity.
he does. But I mean, he had chemistry with Kate, but the way they're writing it right now, they're trying to bend it toward this idiot that nobody likes, and it's like...
I do.
Really?
Probably the only person who likes her. I don't want
her.
I do. I just think, you know, they're wasting her right now. That's the problem. They always do this with new characters. They always do stuff that I don't understand. It's like, why don't you put her with someone who can actually act?
Okay, like, honestly, if she ran into Lucas and Lucas got involved, I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's somebody for Lucas.
I'd be really happy if Lucas, like,
Lucas would loosen her up a little bit, boy. Drew.
Yeah,
Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would really like that. But I just don't want her with Rafe because I really like Kate and Rafe together. So I'm just
so far, the way I see it,
I just don't see any chemistry or anything. And I know they're downplaying all that, but it's just ugh. I just find them incredibly boring together, and I don't like the way they're writing Kate right now because she's basically just his nursemaid, if you will, and it's like Rafe is alternately being nice to her and then being a jerk, and I just can't stand that. If he was taking it out on her because he's in a rough situation, I could understand it because that's a human reaction. But they're not really writing it to be authentic that way. It's more or less suddenly intrigued with this robotic, you know, boring person that, I mean, granted, okay, so fine, let her personality be unveiled eventually, whatever. But I really think, she and Lucas would be really cute together. I just don't want there to be a Rafe, you know, with Rafe because I think that Kate and Rafe really worked. So... But at this point, if they're not going that route, then I'd rather Kate be in a different story because it just drags her down. I don't like that.
I don't think they're going to go the Rafe Jordan route. I don't really see that happening.
There are going to be some twists and turns in that, I will say. But I still I don't like the way Kate has been basically diminished by the whole thing because I'm first and foremost a Kate fan. And I just don't like the way she's being diminished and being, you know, stuck basically in a corner.
Maybe they need to find somebody for Kate if it's not going to be Rafe.
Yeah. And so, I would love for Bill Horton to come back because I think that would give Lucas and her a good story. And even though I don't like Jennifer, it would even allow for something other than Daniel to be involved, you know. But I would love for Bill Horton to come back and for them to actually finally, once and for all, be able to explore that history, him and Kate.
I don't know why they just don't put her with Roman again. I don't know.
I'm afraid if they put her with Roman, we'd never see her. I mean, I loved Kamen.
Well, that's true because we never see Roman.
But sadly, Roman's never on. So if she's with Roman, they'll be off by themselves all the time.
They should have done it a long time ago. You know, I just never understood that.
And I mean, there were times
years
when they hinted at it, and I would have been fine with a reunion.
Yeah.
But I just think now poor Roman only gets to come on like 3 times a month, and I love him, but I just don't think I love him with Kate, but I just don't think that would be a very good story for her. So I really would love to have, because, you know, they had that time a few years ago when Alice passed away that Bill and Laura came back and everything, and there was a lot of chemistry with that, and I just thought, ooh, that would be such fun to explore that history, you know, because it's never been on screen. That's the most we've ever gotten on screen. And I was thinking, because Lucas could have more story that way, and I know he's going to have some story coming up, but I just think it would be great if they could have it to where, you know, he explores how, you know, Bill left him too and everything, left his mom to be a, basically to be a prostitute and everything, or I guess a high-class call girl, and ended up with Stefano and all that stuff that, you know, I think there's a lot they could play off of with that. And that, you know, I love any time they explore Kate's history. I think that's fun because she's such an interesting character. And I think there's so much to mine there, so many things they could come up with and they could write about her history if that's not been revealed or whatever. So I just think that would be a really fun way to explore and give her some sort of romance, too. So that would be my wish at this point. And eventually, okay, if they ever did decide to come full circle, I could always, you know, I'd always love to have a round two of Rates if they wrote it right. But for right now, I just hate the story. Oof. Anyway.
Right.
So, anyway, that's my. But I think Luke, I think it'd be kind of cool if eventually Lucas and that new chick.
Yes.
You know.
I miss him. So. I was good seeing him this week, though.
He's so funny. What you want to share the part about Lucas this week?
Oh, my God. He was like, what was it?
She's,
you know, she's explained that, you know, he wants him, you know, he wants her to live in the house with Stefano, and he's like going, trust your instincts, move out. Don't let him bully you. Because
yeah.
You know how much he hates EJ. But I love what she said. He said after he left, she goes, if EJ, you know, not EJ, if Lucas agrees with me, maybe I'm wrong. I just thought that was
That's
so
funny.
And, you know, I just like, even just the little interactions, I just love that relationship, you know, between Lucas and Sammy. Because they get each other so much.
I don't really want them romantically involved anymore, but I love their history and their friendship and their honesty with each other and, the, you know.
Exactly. It was just a little bit, but I just love how they are with each other. It was so much fun. I just cannot wait till he's working more because they need him on that show badly.
And we've got another caller on. I'm going to bring them on too. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to go ahead and bring them on now so they can because they've been on hold for quite a while. So hang on just a sec. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hi, I thought that was you. So how are you doing?
Good. Well, I don't know
Good.
If you noticed the theme this week, but I noticed that everyone, they were fighting and they were all making up at the park. Well, and Sunny, they were making up at the park, and Justin and Adrian and EJ and Sammy, it's like that park
oh,
bench.
Oh, that's funny.
Whereas the couples all make up.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Good point.
Yeah.
The park is
currently
where everybody
thing.
Needs to go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, at least it wasn't the pier. The pier is where everybody dies. The park is where everybody makes up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't
exactly.
seen the pier
yeah, well,
for a long
thing,
time.
Good thing the pier's gone,
anymore.
Though.
Yeah, I think it's gone.
I'm glad the pier's gone. But I guess that was a Dean Tigley thing.
Yeah. Oh, I hated her.
Me too. What else? Oh, about the, when Stefano said about the children will eat dinner at 8:30 or whatever, I was thinking, maybe Sammy should start a food fight or something. That would be cool.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't you like to actually see them all sit down at another De Niro dinner? Even though
yeah,
we're them with
just
all the kids.
I just
you know,
love it.
And
like
Brady,
if Sammy, start,
yeah.
Sammy or the kids or whatever just start a food fight.
Yeah.
Stefano gets pissed off about that. And, like, his new girlfriend, whatever her name is, like, her food gets on her clothes and stuff, and she starts complaining about it and leaves the room, and then Stefano has to go up chasing after her, and he's really pissed.
Yeah, so. That would be fun.
Yeah. We're going to see a lot less of Stefano soon, though, unfortunately.
Why?
He broke his leg in real life.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did he?
Know that.
I think they're giving him time to heal because who really wants to see Stefano like
wait,
in crutches or.
Who broke
Joe.
His leg?
I didn't hear
Joe,
that.
Joe Muscola.
Aw. Oh, poor Joe.
I think they're going to give him the time to recover fully. See, they've got to put Stefano in a wheelchair, and that went over so well the last time. You know?
I didn't hear about that.
Wonder what he did. Wonder how he did that. Phil?
Oh, and I also agree with you earlier when you were talking about that tech girl that was talking to Kristen. And, like, Kristen was talking out loud, and she was like, oh, my gosh, Nicole was faking being drunk, and like the tech girl was like, why would she be doing that, and who's Nicole, and who's Marlena, what are you talking about, crazy woman?
There's a lot of crazy people on the show lately.
She was funny. I think they need to bring her back for all of our technological, underhanded technological needs on the show, because she was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I thought she was hilarious.
I don't know. There's a lot of people who need psychiatric help in this town,
yeah.
I think.
But
Marlena,
not Marlene, that's for sure.
Oh, God, no.
And I'm glad that Gabby has finally woken up about Nick.
I did like how Sonny pointed out to her that somehow Nick would just blame Will and Sonny anyway, like he always does for everything.
Yeah,
Gabby. She's one of those that has to have another option in the back, you know, in the forefront for her to let go of the loser that she's got.
Exactly.
Her, but, you know. So she had to see that Cameron was interested before she could really honestly let Nick go. So this will be interesting, because if Nick's character is true to form, he's not going to let go easily.
Well, did you hear that Cameron's leaving now as well?
Yeah.
Maybe she was going to do something to Cameron or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but gosh, it's gonna be they're gonna be cleaning some house here.
There's a lot of
if
the younger
needs
ones
to
leaving
die from the pier.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be Cameron, but anyway, what else?
We finally found out what Nick was typing on his computer this week. You know that my name
what
is Gabby
it?
Saying.
Oh,
that was a show on Friday.
What
he was typing. It was basically he's using it to send to these different, like, New York City and
modeling.
Los Angeles modeling agencies.
Right.
Like, she's not even said she still wants a model, and he's still doing this behind her back.
Oh, yeah,
he
I like the daydream that Nick had at the pub as well.
Oh, yeah, the daydream he had?
See that? Yeah. And then
what happened after
the daydream, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Like, it's not what he expected was going to happen. He's just going to think, she'll go running back into his arms, but she's just kind of standing there all awkward at the end.
I love how he thinks that him, Gabby, and the baby are just going to leave town. Like, Will's going to let that happen. Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's
but
still delusional.
Much.
Yeah,
he's so delusional.
He's so crazy. Mm-hmm.
He still doesn't understand why Will hates him so much. It's just that's how delusional he is, you know? It's like, hello, you ruined my life.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think I could ever forgive that stuff. I don't think I could. I'm not
the
type of person
that
goes
crazy. Maybe you put Nick and Mark together. No,
I don't know.
But it's weird that Marge is going after Chad, though. Like, why would she go after Chad? Like,
he's
out of all the Demeras, why would he, like, wouldn't she go straight to Stefano or something, not Chad?
Yeah, do you think she tried to go after EJ and maybe Chad tried to stop him,
like,
and got shot by mistake somehow?
I think she wants to hurt the Demeras, anyone she can get. I think that's how crazy she is at this point.
But
it's stupid because...
Why would she go to the low men on the totem pole, though?
He always
go after
the children. Whenever somebody like wants to go after the Demeras, they usually target the children a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's only going to piss Stefano off more. I mean, come on. She's not how stupid she is. Yeah, she thinks she's just going to be able to do that and walk away, and she's more crazy than I thought.
Yeah, she thinks that Adrian's part of it as well.
Oh, sure, she thought Rafe
was
getting
the
pay off by
EJ.
Oh, yeah, she's mad at Rafe and Adrian.
She thinks like it's a big conspiracy or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
she keeps
saying,
you were part of it the whole time and stuff.
Like, your husband was a degenerate loser. Get over it. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for this. It's like, accept
and even
the fact.
If it was a conspiracy, Adrian wouldn't be part of it because she's too stupid to be part of it.
Thank you.
But I did like...
I did like the part with
Adrian in that teacup at the end of Friday's episode.
Oh,
that
with
was
like
shaking,
her hand
yeah.
shaking and stuff.
Uh-huh. So she thinks JJ knows. You know, JJ's actually
exactly.
on it. Yeah, to get her to see what she'll say.
Yeah.
I just find
I
it weird
she
that
she did good in that scene.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
She's about to pee her pants because she's like shaking that up.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
You know, once JJ mentions some, you know, stuff from his past, you see this look that came over, this whole look that came over Adrian's face, and she's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she was thinking, yep. Oh. That part about Jack. Okay. We thought everyone forgot about that.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah. And the only thing good about Daniel this week was him and Parker. Those were cute.
Yeah.
Him and Parker. Yeah.
Although I still want another DNA test on that because it still looks like Philip.
He looks
kid,
like
so.
Philip.
Oh, I know.
Baby,
he still
I'm
looks
telling
exactly
you.
Like Philip. He's not
looks
Canada
exactly
to
like
Daniels.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, oh, what I saw is that has to be Philip.
Not orange enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe maybe Philip should come back and say, "Hey, why does Parker look like me? But he's your kid."
Although they are, I will say, my favorite scenes with Daniel are usually the ones with his kids, with Melanie or with Parker. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I do enjoy
yeah.
him like that, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of
oh,
see some of
the other
know.
Thing. The other thing I thought was interesting was that Daniel mentioned, because I completely forgot, but Parker is Melanie's brother. But that's kind of weird when you thought that the Parker was Philip's, and Philip used to date Melanie. But that
right.
was
he was married
weird,
to her,
but,
wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
he
married
to Melanie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, married to
her. He was married to Melanie when the baby was conceived. So,
so
yeah.
she used to be the stepmother of Parker, but now
yeah.
she's the sister instead of the
mm-hmm.
stepmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Anna?
I was kind of
yeah.
like, Daniel, go ahead and go and just stay in Europe. Bring it, let Parker come back, though, because he's cute. But, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can go to Europe and you can bring Melanie back or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked Melanie. Although I will say, even though she
although
and
Nick
Chad
will probably
were
go after
together
Melanie
in real life.
Bring back her, but.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, boy, he wouldn't know what to do with himself. He'd be like, oh, wow, you know. Yeah. So it's going to be happening in the next couple months. I think they're leading up for some really good stuff, hopefully.
Hey, Anna?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. We were talking
uh-huh.
earlier about how they were going to exit Chad or not. Do you think if he does possibly die, maybe, that they might finally have people, you know, out the whole thing about the blackmail and Gabby and
ooh.
Nick and part of them.
Yeah, because that's never come
I'm wondering.
Out yet.
Remember,
that would
I,
be cool.
I thought if I would love for Stefano to find out, just to see what he would do, because he would not be happy.
Wait, about you mean about Melanie?
And the fact that Gabby and Nick basically blackmailed him, basically said since he was a Demera, he would probably get time anyway for beating the crap out of Nick. Remember that
yeah,
part?
Yeah, they had to sign those
yeah.
papers.
Right.
Justin knows about it.
Sonny yeah.
knows about it.
Yeah, that would be
know.
Cool.
That's another secret Sonny's keeping from Will.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be. Boy, it's like everybody's going to be leaving town. They're all going to be leaving town on separate buses, going different directions. Some may be in a pine box.
It's
and the other
wrong,
ones are going
to
be
it's sad to say, but it's the wrong people leaving.
Oh,
some
I know.
Of the best talent is leaving,
I
think,
know.
Of
that's
the young
people. That's why I think a lot of people.
Well, if you think about it, almost
everybody's
leaving. Chandler, Casey, Camilla, the camera, Owen or whatever, and then,
Nathan.
Or whatever, Nathan. And then we know Kristen's leaving too. So, Eileen. So
Eileen.
We got what, five people
yeah.
that are going to be leaving?
Yeah.
Which is
five or six of them.
Five
mm-hmm.
or six, yeah.
Did
that's
I hear
that? That's why I think they should bring back more of the vets or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good chance to bring them back, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll look for Draco, for John to come back, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I hate how they wrote him this past time. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
yeah.
It was painful. But maybe if the writing's better and if they
mm-hmm.
if he's not acting like a jerk, then I'd be okay. But,
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on
now,
the
was
book
he fired
tour.
Or did he just
but he was on
happened?
The book tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he was.
And actually, Steve Blackwood
was
on the book tour too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Steve Blackwood as Bart is hilarious. I
yeah,
love
and he's
Bart.
On Twitter
oh.
now, if anybody wants to follow him. He's at Blackwood,
yeah.
at Blackwood Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what happened with
yeah.
Drake exactly? Did he get fired or did he quit because he wasn't liking the writing or what happened?
Well, he was quote-unquote fired. I mean, I don't know if you can say. I hate it when they use the word fired because it's not
yeah,
like they
yeah, I don't think it's fired. Let
yeah,
go
I,
or
I
laid off.
I think more like let go
word.
Because of story. Story really. Because
of story.
Know.
but with a chance of coming back, like a reoccurring or something. Yeah, I don't think they're. Yeah, and soap. I don't know.
Yeah, I never
fired.
Liked like temporary. It wasn't like he was fired. It was just a story they used. His ex. They used. Tony's death as a
because
rating.
Technically he's still working with Dave because he goes on the book tour, so he's still considered part of Dave.
So Drake, you know, is still around. So we'll see. That would be nice.
I wouldn't mind seeing him, but I would don't want to have him then have a miraculously huge reunion like when he first comes back. It wouldn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like him, you know, her, him and John and Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like her without him right now because she's a lot stronger.
I do too. Yeah.
And independent.
I like her. I mean, I wouldn't want them romantically mold, but I do like her alignment with her alliance with Victor.
Victor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, hey guys,
in
a couple minutes we're going to wrap up. So, anybody have anything else we haven't talked about that they wanted to get in or had comments or anything?
What did you watch GH this week?
Oh yeah,
I did. Oh yes, GH was good.
Robert's back and Robin and Robert are both back.
Robert and Robin. Yeah.
And why is Ulbricht trying to? What here? Jerry's using. Trying to motivate Robin to find the cure, and she comes in and she's trying to get her all depressed and upset, like she doesn't want to go home. Why? What is that about?
She's a bitch.
You know, I don't know. What's with the baby? What's her plan? What's her plan with the baby when it's not even Patrick's?
Yeah.
I don't understand what.
Well, Jerry doesn't even. I don't even think Jerry even knows because, like, when she walked in with the baby, Jerry was like, "What are you doing with the baby?" So I don't think he knows going on.
Yeah.
With.
I don't know what her motive is there. I don't know. And
I
we know
either.
That's not. You know, I think that's Dante and Lulu's baby, or at least Dante's baby.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think it's Dante.
The best part for me this week was the Maxi Spinelli stuff. That was
knocked out.
I don't like I don't like Lulu right now.
I don't.
Yeah,
either.
I hate her even more now that she's trying to take the baby away. It's kind of like you have to finally. I guess she's kind of in denial, but still, you can't.
Yeah.
To what? Yeah.
You can't take the baby away when it's not yours, and like Dante's trying
to
get her to realize this, but.
I mean, how could she do that to Spinelli? She can be mad at Maxi all she wants, but Spinelli didn't know for the longest time. And she's going to say, well, you can't be a father to your kid now because I love Connie.
Well, I mean, you know, I can understand she got attached to the baby. She's so in love with her. And it's like, well, Maxi and Spinelli were supposedly going to let her raise her anyway. But she's just, right now, she's just in it. And I can't even believe I'm defending Lulu because I can't stand Lulu. But anyway.
Yeah,
I see why they're going there with that because, of course, it's going to create more drama, too. I mean, if they turn the baby over, end of story, you know. So they're going to have to build this.
I guess it could also impact Dante and Lulu's marriage because it seems like Dante wants
how are they going to come through this?
Wants her to give the baby back, but she's like, no.
Yeah. I'm glad they
finally
figured out
Dante's more or less, I think we're going
to
have to give it back.
That was funny because they kept trying to figure out what the jackal was or what the dog was. And when she said the jackal, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's what it was.
Yeah, because that's Spinelli's nickname, so.
Yeah. I pretty much fast-forwarded anything Luke was in this week, but I did like the Robert and Anna and the scene at the beginning of Friday where Anna's talking to Duke on the phone, and she's like, I love you, and he's like, I love you more. She goes, that's not possible, and I'm like, they're so cute.
Oh,
you know, love Duke and Anna.
Finally.
Getting Duke and Anna to back together.
Fast forward through?
Luke. Did you say Luke?
Yeah, I fast forwarded through Luke, pretty much. So,
oh, why?
Oh,
you don't like Luke?
And then, well, I mean, back in the day I like Luke and Laura, but I mean, I just can't stand him now.
Okay,
because really,
Luke's
so
the one that's sick, and that's why Robin's making the.
Yeah, you know, I know that, but I don't really need to keep seeing scenes of him dying. It really doesn't do anything for me because I'm just not interested in
how
that.
How come
part,
Luke
you know,
is sicker than Gary Jacks? And Gary Jacks
has been
sicker longer. I mean, he has had his disease longer. Luke just got
sick. And Sean's got the same illness, right? The same thing, too, right? Sean Donnelly?
Jerry kind of explained that when he said that Robin had given him something to kind of lower the symptoms, so that's why he's not as sick as Luke.
Oh,
by the
okay,
time she figured how to cure him.
Oh, yeah, I missed that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I just pretty much fast-forwarded through the Luke and Jerry stuff, so I don't know.
Those were some good scenes, though.
What I was thinking today, I mean, not that today, this week when I was watching, I like the, even though Ulbrich, you know, I wanted to fry, I also love her at the same time.
Oh, I love her.
Like, delightfully evil. And
you love to hate her.
You know what? You know who they were? I don't know if they were inspired by Alias or not, but I've always, since day one of seeing the relationship between Britt and her mother, it reminds me a little bit of, it's got different dynamics, but there's a little bit of the Alias, Sydney Bristow and her mother, who is the Russian spy. There's sort of an element of that where the mother was absentee, comes back into her life, and she's on the other side, and she's, you know, the bad guy, and the daughter's the good guy, supposedly, and all. I don't know. There's just a little bit of that for me. So I've enjoyed that.
I love that. I love that accent. You know,
oh,
I love that accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a cat or something.
What's that, like that Bullwinkle thing
like
that
Boris and... She's kind of like Stefano, where they're so evil, but you don't want them to go away. You want them to keep the stay. Somehow.
Oh, the evil.
So like,
you just like the evil people that
like,
can play the evil so
throw
well.
Don't throw her off or send her to prison because she's too entertaining, you know. But even though I know she's awful, and I mean, heck, she tried to kill Duke by accident. She was trying to kill Anna. So I should like hate her, but I still just find her really entertaining. I don't know. So.
I like
when
she
gives her good dialogue as well. She's hilarious with the dialogue.
What I do can't wait for is when Anna has a confrontation with her about Robin. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh,
That's going to be, my God. She's going to want to, it's going to be so much fun. I love Noah Hughes.
Did you guys
awesome.
For those of you who are Duke and Anna fans, did you guys love that replay of when Anna was reunited with Robin when Robin was kidnapped when she was a little girl? It's so
right.
cool that they could play that
I
footage
saw that.
From
I,
back then.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool.
They done
like,
a lot of good
cry.
Flashbacks
like,
from that time.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Well, I wasn't watching back then, so it was kind of like, oh, my goodness.
You know, honestly, you know. I was watching back then, and I don't remember like 90% of it. I remember I liked Duke and Anna. They were one of my favorites, but I don't really remember a lot of the story. I don't remember the Jerome. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any of that. But I just thought that was really touching that they were drawing a parallel to her still being, alive, basically hinting that she's still alive.
And they're
going like to
be reunited again.
Girl, and they're going to be reunited,
So
I just find it hilarious that Robert's so chipper after being in a coma for however many months.
I like how he smiles.
He's awfully chipper for being,
He has that big grin and stuff.
Yeah,
I love
Tristan Rogers.
So Tristan Rogers is back. I didn't think he'd come back. He's back. Yeah,
I thought it was funny when Robert found out the real Duke was alive, and he was like, kind of jealous, I guess, like he was like hoping for him or whatever it was.
Yeah. Oh God, he's back. Yeah. Yeah.
I also like William DeVry with Julian
Alexis.
With Alexis. That was interesting.
Alexis. Oh yeah.
And he
knows
that
she doesn't know. You know, he remembers that it was him, and she doesn't know yet.
And I love that Ian. I keep saying Ian. The Duke was able
Duke
to
is helping Alexis.
Put some pieces together. Yeah.
Yeah, Duke's gonna. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did like how they ended with GH on Friday when he's trying to remember desperately what the commotion in the room was before he got injected.
Yeah.
And when he finally hit him. Oh, my God, the look on his face, he's trying to go with Anna. She might think she's crazy. But
yeah, that was
the
good. The way they ended that was really good.
She's got our daughter. Just the way he kept saying it, it was just like, oh, my God. You can just see how he's like and you think to yourself, now he's like, we got to find her.
That big cliffhanger was really great.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope she can convince her it was real, because if she does believe that, she's going to want to, oh, my God, she's not going to stop searching for her. You know how Anna is about her, about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fabulous. I just would not want to be anyone who had knowledge of it. I wouldn't want to be Jerry. I wouldn't want to be Albright.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be so much fun, because it's going to affect so many characters, which I like when they do stories like that.
Yeah, the big
when they use all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to, where's AJ been?
In prison.
AJ. I don't know where he's been.
How many weeks has it been since he's been on?
That's
why I don't like it. That's what I don't like about GH. I was thinking about that, too.
It's like they majorly backburned him. They did what they did to Brandon Barash, or whatever his name is, too. Because they said Johnny was burned, and you never saw him again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That Brandon guy is off the show completely.
What, Jamie?
Oh, that Brandon guy that you're talking about? He's off the show completely.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on with Sean Kanan? Is he still on the show, but just backburned right now, or what?
Well, they kind of do on GH, that's annoying, is that they'll have, like, a story, and then they'll, for a few weeks you won't see somebody, and they'll do all the other stuff.
I think because they have such a bigger cast than Days does, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, they have such
a
big cast.
Like, they have to rotate.
And it is impossible to do all the stories
a little bit differently because they have a bigger cast.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I could watch Sean Kanan read the phone book, and I'd be happy because he's so good.
I love him.
Oh, he's really, he's all right.
And I'm sure once they find Robin and stuff, then they'll go back
my
to that story, probably.
Yeah.
I like
Funny, on the other
hand.
Because eventually they're going to figure out that AJ is Ava Jerome and not AJ. AJ.
Exactly.
Yeah, AJ stands for Ava Jerome, so. Yeah.
Come on, we all know she did it. Come on.
Well, who else could it be?
Yeah. Exactly.
Can't imagine.
Like, who else has the initials AJ?
I just think it's funny that nobody's even suspected Ava Jerome. It's kind of funny.
I guess it's kind of stupid at the same time.
Come on. But I have to admit, you know, GH is really rocking it right now. They really are.
I'm just so glad
Connie
said
bringing it up.
Anyway. I always like to bring it up.
Yeah, that's fun. The Diva of Duel / GH. I love it.
We've gotten into GH. Well,
it's kind of funny because a lot of fans that watch Days do watch GH and vice versa, so it is kind
of
interesting. There's that crossover.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people watch both shows is just because the actors have been on both shows.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense because they've both always been have always been California LA produced, I think. So the history goes back, you know. So that means
Casey Giedrich will be on GH in 8 months.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and Chandler Massey.
He'll come back with the horrible Christina who can't act or something,
they'll be in scenes with Kristen Storm and they'll say, hey, you look like Belle.
Yeah. Although he has an awesome
even though we haven't seen them in scenes together on Days, but
I wonder how they're gonna write Kirsten out
or whatever, but
when she needs maternity leave.
Do what?
Oh yeah.
How are they going to write Kirsten out when she's got maternity leave?
Oh, yeah.
Kirsten
Storms is on maternity leave.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird how they're going to do that one. Well, they'll probably, like, backburner her character for a few weeks or something.
Yeah, they'll either backburner her or she'll, like, pre-tape a bunch of scenes before she leaves.
Yeah, they've done that sometimes with certain characters.
Every year.
Yeah.
Because Tony Geary goes on these summer breaks and he always tapes ahead of time, so they'll probably just do that or something.
Right.
I think we
beat everything to death.
Pretty much.
It's fun doing that.
Okay.
That's fun. Yeah, and
wasn't that the line that Lucas said? Beat everything to death. Was that the line that Lucas said?
You know, he might have said something like that.
Because I remember him saying something, I shouldn't mention the gun since Sammy just shot a gun or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him saying something like that.
Yeah.
So that was hilarious. So I can't remember what the line was.
I honestly haven't seen all that, so I'm going to have to go back and watch that because I love him. So, all righty, guys. Well, thanks, everybody, for calling in. And
you're welcome.
Thanks for contributing and... It's always fun as always, and looks like we have some good things to look forward to on both shows, really, coming up.
Yeah.
So,
November sweep, not too far away.
Yeah, Yep, and
yeah.
Thanks to Jean, Jan, and Jen, the three J's in the chat room tonight. They always contribute great content and comments and everything, and appreciate their contributions as always. So anyway, well, thanks again, and we will see you guys next week. Take care.
Okay.
Hey.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.